It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome to tonight's matchup between the Lawrenceville Lady Indians and your Red Hill Lady Salukis. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, not too bad of a matchup here. Lawrenceville, always a competitive school, the county rivalry matchup, as you might say. But Red Hill, a strong, strong team, as we've seen already.
Well, the Salukis played at Lawrenceville. I think it was the second game for both teams, and the Lady Indians came over with a 48-28 win in that contest. So Red Hill has some making up to do to try to stay closer and everything like that. So, the Lady Salukis come in with a regular 2-2, and I believe Lawrenceville, I think maybe 5-3. They won 3 out of 5 games down at Wayne City, and they've also defeated Palestine. They lost to Mount Carmel. I think they beat somebody else in there, too. So I think the Lady Indians, that can be good. I think they're 5-3.
So it ought to be a pretty good matchup here tonight, both size-wise. Lawrenceville might have a few players a little bit taller than Red Hill. Red Hill, not many over 5 foot, but looks like a couple of 5'8 girls down there for Lawrenceville maybe. But
For Red Hill, Kylie Richards probably the tallest girl for Red Hill. And I've also got several girls in that 5'8", 5'9 range, I think.
And looking out there, past Red Hillian, Lady Red Hillian down there, Sarah Joins, yeah, is now a Lady Indian, so a little bit changed up for this year. So might expect her. I know in the past she has shot the outside shot, and she can drive in the paint pretty good too, but she's an all-around athletic player, and it's going to be tough to shut her down.
Yep. I think the Bunswick, you look also for Jaylee Akers. She's been leading the Lady Indians in scoring, I think, this year. And one of their top scorers last year, they lost their top two scorers, but she was that third one in there. So we'll look for Jaylee Akers, but he'll have to be very concerned about where she is on the floor.
And that's a look at the pregame. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll send it back for a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indians and Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on WAKO.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Welcome back, basketball fans, and both teams are starting to make their way back to the court before tip-off time, which is 3 minutes and 40 seconds away. We will talk a little bit more basketball, and Lady Indians are kind of a young team. I mean, not too many seniors out there. You got Jaylee Akers, and I believe, I'm not sure, I don't think Chaylee Schick, I don't think she is a senior just quite yet, but I believe it's Jaylee Akers and Caitlin Higginbotham. I believe those two are the seniors this year.
We didn't have a program, so I had to write the names down. But I had the name and number, and I didn't have their what class they were in. So, and Red Hill has three seniors, Kylie Richards, Kenna Duncan, and Jaslyn Robinson. So
it's going to be kind of a different story here tonight. Lady Indians seem like a young team, but they're going up against the Lady Salukis, who have been playing together a little bit longer. They've got three seniors, so they've all gotten quite a bit more playing time than most of the Lady Indians. But I mean, down in the younger levels, they all get to playing together, and so it should be a fairly strong matchup. As we were watching the fresh soft game, it ended 21 to
Red Hill won a 21 to 15 in the JV contest.
So it is going to be as I just looked at a text message I just received from one of the parents in the stands. Lawrenceville has no seniors. Jaylee Akers is a junior, and Abby Higginbotham is a sophomore.
Okay.
So
you're trying to get him out of school pretty quickly.
So no seniors. So pretty young team.
That'd be a very young team.
So it's going to be a tough matchup, but like you said, Jaylee Akers, one of the stars of the Lawrenceville Lady Indians, she is up there in points quite a bit. I'm not sure how many she has. She's probably got close to 500, I would assume. But career-wise, it could be in the thousand.
Yeah, I don't know, because we lost two good scores from last year's team. So, but they've got enough offensive firepower, a good defensive team under Coach Tad Schick. I believe Tad's in his second year. I can go back and remember when Tad was playing in high school back in the late 80s with Gus Gillespie and some of the
championship teams back then.
Played against Stacy Moore. They were in.
But it is almost time for tip-off. We will go ahead and send it back to the studio for another quick commercial break and be right back with starting lineups and tip-off. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, basketball fans, where we are just moments away from that famed tip-off time. But first, we will send it to Rob McKinley for the starting lineup. And we will start with the Lawrenceville Lady Indians.
Well, let's see. They're going to start Caitlin Higginbotham. Trying to find the number. Is that? Oh, Shaylee Schick. Sydney Williams in the lineup. Aubrey Bedwell. And Jaylee Akers. Can't miss her.
She's usually there in the starting lineup, so it's going to be kind of hard to miss number 30 out there. Look for Sarah Joins to probably make a quick entrance into the game shortly.
So Katie Moore will start for Red Hill, along with Hannah Murray. Caitlin Bowersock. Jasmine Robinson. Johnny Richards.
So there's your starting lineup for both teams, and they will finish up their pregame strategies. Our pregame tonight was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. And jumping for the Lady Indians, it looks like it will be number 30, Jaylee Akers. And jumping for the Lady Salukis will be Kylie Richards. Both teams are set. Scorer's bench is set. Referees
getting
blow the whistle.
Ready. Hit it in his shirt pocket. So.
And the tip-off is away. Lady Salukis get it. Hannah Murray with it in the backcourt. She will slowly bring it up the court, guarded there by Caitlin Higginbotham. Gets it across the timeline. Gets it over to Bowersock. Bowersock up to Richards. Richards, fake pump, fake passes. Tipped away around in there, down low. And knocked out of bounds there by Bowersock. So it will be turnover Salukis. It will be Lady Indian basketball.
Trying to force the ball down inside against the defense. Got tipped away and Rigo touched it last.
Higginbotham gets it across the timeline over to Akers on the right side. Akers looking around for somebody open. Gets it up top to Williams. Williams swings it to Higginbotham. Down low to Williams. Williams goes up for the easy two bucket. Indians on top early. 2-0 here in the first quarter. Murray gets it across the timeline, looking to the right side to Bowersock. Akers tried to tip it away, couldn't get a hand on it. Bowersock picks it up, goes over, swings around to Murray. Murray tried to go baseline, shut down there by Williams. Up top, dumped down low, tipped away by Akers to Bowersock. She's going to pull up for three, no good off the mark. Higginbotham comes away with the rebound. Quickly up court there to Schick. Schick down in the corner to Akers for three, off the mark, no good. Williams gets the rebound. Caught up in some traffic in there. Up top to Higginbotham. She's going to drive the lane left side. Dumps it off. Tipped to Schick. Schick back up top to Higginbotham. Swings it around to Williams. Williams on the right wing with it. Cutter to Akers. Stolen away there by Richards. And a foul call.
Against the Lady Indians. Against Jaylee Akers.
That is her first, team's first, and the first of the game with 6:35 left here in the first quarter. Murray with it now. Gets it across the timeline. So Indians in a man-to-man defense. Bowersock with it now on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass to Murray. Murray on the left wing. She's going to drive the lane. Go right to the basket. Put up a shot. No good. Rebound is fumbled around down there. And a jump ball called. And it will be Lady Indian basketball. Higginbotham will bring the ball up to court. For the Lady Indians, gets it across the timeline, guarded there by Murray, tried to poke it away. Over to Schick on the left wing, tries to drive, and a foul call.
I think it's on Caitlin Bowersock, I believe. Her first, team first.
Schick will inbound it to Williams, stolen away there by Robinson, Jaslyn Robinson. Outletted to Hannah Murray. Murray with it now gets it across the timeline. Off to the right wing to Bowersock. Bowersock guarded there by Schick. Tried to go down low to Murray. Stolen away there by Higginbotham. Higginbotham will bring it up the court. Right side goes up strong. And a blocking foul will be called against Bowersock. Her second quick one. Higginbotham will go to the line to shoot two.
Lacey Shearer. Come in for Bowersock after this first free throw attempt.
Higginbotham at the line to shoot two. First one on the way. In and out, no good. Macy Schreer will check in for Bowersock. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Higginbotham gets set to shoot the second one. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Williams. Back to Higginbotham. Goes left side. No good. Williams with another rebound. Tipped away there to Katie Moore. Moore quickly on the breakaway. Gets up court. Held up there by Akers. Back up top to Murray. Murray looking right side to Schreer. Schreer with it now. Goes up top to Richards. Richards is going to try and drive the lane. Goes up strong. And called for the charge. Richards tried to drive the lane. And Williams took it like a champ. Richards will be called for her first foul, team's third. Higginbotham on the inbound. Suki's in a man-to-man defense. Schick with it on the right wing. Going to dump it. Not, Richard stole it away on the pass to... Sorry, tried to get the numbers here. Get that here in a minute. Richards with it now. Goes out to Murray on the left side. Brings it back up top. Swung around to Schreer. Schreer pump fakes. Going to pull up for him just inside the three-point line. No good. Murray with the rebound and a foul called on the floor. Salukis will have the ball. That foul is against number 10. Laney Sanders. As against Higginbotham, her first team second. Akers gets the rebound off the shot. Goes down court, pulls up from five. No good. Williams comes flying in. Outlets to Higginbotham. No good on the shot. Schreer comes away with the rebound. Is going to outlet to Murray. Murray gets a handle on it. She's going to bring it up the court. Gets it across timeline. Tried to pass off to Schreer. Nobody there as she was looking for somebody to come out to the wing. And it rolls out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball.
Got four turnovers against the Lady Salukis. Not quite halfway through this first quarter. It's Lawrenceville leading 2-0.
Schick with it now on the right wing. Guarded there by Schreer. Looking for somebody open and gets a screen from Bedwell. Passes off to Williams. Williams over to Higginbotham on the left wing. Back to Schick from the right wing for three. Off the mark, no good. Robinson comes away with the rebound. Passes off to Murray. Murray will bring it up the court. Gets across the timeline. Passes off to Moore. Moore over to Schreer on the right side. Down low to Murray. Murray jump stops. Going to pass it back up to Schreer. Up to Richards. Around the horn to Moore. Moore fakes driving the lane. Gets it to Murray from the free throw line. Got it to fall. 3:45 left here in the first period on the People's State Bank and Bestway Express scoreboard. 2-2, all tied up here. Bedwell with it now. Goes baseline. Guarded there by Richards, and Richards will be called for the foul.
That'll be two on Richards. And it's four on the team.
Richards was trying to smack the ball away there and got in a little too close.
Two on Richards and two on Bowersock. Coming in for Red Hill.
Number 25, Kenneth Duncan, checking in for Richards. Salukis going to a man-to-man defense still. Tipped out of bounds. It will stay Lady Indian basketball. Rolled off the Lady Salukis there. Indians will inbound it from the bench in front of the Saluki bench up to Higginbotham. Higginbotham back to Schick. Schick's going to bring it back up top, guarded there by Schreer. She's going to drive the lane, put up a layup, no good. Williams with the rebound on the putback, got it to fall. 4-2 now in favor of the Lady Indians. Hannah Murray, the point man on tonight, passes off to Katie Moore. Katie Moore almost lost her balance, passes off to Schreer. Inside to Duncan, back and forth, around the horn to Moore. Moore guarded there by Akers, passes off to Murray, back and forth. Moore with it at the top of the key. Passes off to Robinson. Robinson's going to fake. Drive the lane. Cross-court pass to Murray. She's going to pump fake. Steps inside. Puts up a shot. No good. And it will roll out of bounds and be Lady Indian basketball with 2:55 left to go here in the first period.
Very low scoring, 4-2.
Schick will inbound to Higginbotham. Higginbotham will bring the ball up the floor. Guarded there by Hannah Murray. Directing traffic inside. Going to dribble to the left side, drive the lane, dump it off to Jaylee Akers. Jaylee going to bring it back out, get it up top to Higginbotham. She's going to go right side to Schick. Schick pump fakes, going to go left. Looking down low, passes off to Bedwell. Bedwell tries to drive baseline and called for the travel. Checking into the game for Jaylee Schick on the Lady Indians is number 20, Alexia Petty. Murray on the inbound, 2.5 to go. Brings it across the timeline, passes off to Schreer. Down low to Moore. Moore dribbling out near the corner, passes back up to Duncan. Duncan looking inside, nobody open. Gets over to Murray, top of the key, over to Robinson. Robin tries to go baseline, dumps it into the corner to Moore. Moore wide open, no shot. She's going to go cross court to Schreer. Schreer's going to step inside, pull up a jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes away to Katie Moore. She's going to reset the clock. Gets it up to Murray. Murray directing traffic, swiping some cutters. Duncan with it now is going to go left, pass off to Schreer. Schreer is going to try to drive cross-court pass to Moore. Moore pulls up from just inside the three-point line, no good. Williams comes away with the rebound, outlets to Higginbotham, quickly up court to Akers. Akers going to drive the lane. She's going to put up a floater from three. And count it and one. Foul on the shot. Foul will go against the Lady Salukis, number two. Katie Moore, her first, team fifth. Jaylee Akers to the line to shoot one.
She has her first 2 points of the game.
Checking into the game for the Lady Indians as Aubrey Bedwell takes a seat will be Sarah Joins. Akers, free throw up and got it to go. Lead now by 5, 7-2 with 1:35 to go. Murray with it. Passes off to Moore. Moore down in the corner to Schreer. Schreer down low to Murray. Murray, baseline spin move, puts up a layup, no good. Akers comes away with the rebound. Tried to break away, but shut down there. Gets across the timeline over to Higginbotham on the right side. Goes down low to Williams. Williams puts up a fader. Got it to fall from 5 foot out. Williams with the nice spin move, fade away. Makes it 9-2 now on the People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard.
Lady Indians scored the last 7 points.
Moore with it now, back up top to Duncan. Duncan drives the lane, passes out to Schreer, to Murray in the corner, just inside the three-point line, got the two to fall.
Yep, both baskets for Red Hill.
Williams with it on the block now, passes back out to Akers. Akers jump stop. Up to Petty. Petty now back to Akers. Pulls up from way downtown off the backboard. Got it to fall. The bank is open. 12-4 now with 30 seconds left in the first period. Murray with it. Passes off to Schreer. Schreer on the right side. Looking for somebody open down low. Still has her dribble. Takes it. She's going to pick it up. And timeout called by Lady Salukis. We'll take a timeout with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, basketball fans. As we are coming out of that timeout, team still huddled up talking. It was a full timeout, but we took a 30. Kind of looking at how the game's gone so far, kind of a slow-paced game.
It has been. Lawrence has picked up the scoring here. Jaylee Akers has picked up 6 points here in the last couple minutes. The Lady Indians lead at 12-4 with 20.2 seconds to go here in the opening period.
And both teams sticking to that man-to-man defense. Lady Salukis will come out of the timeout with the basketball. Robinson will inbound the ball for the Lady Salukis. Guarded there by Williams here on the sideline. Trying to get it in. Finally gets it into Schreer. Schreer with it on the right wing. Goes up top to Murray. Looking to hold the ball for the final shot with 13 on the board. Schreer down into the corner to Moore. Moore going cross-court to Murray. Murray back to Schreer, just inside the three-point line. No good off the mark. Higginbotham with the rebound. She's trying to get it up court with 1 second left on the clock. No shot as time expires. On the People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Indians lead it 12-4 over the Lady Salukis. We're back in just 1 minute to start the second period. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Welcome back, basketball fans. To start the second quarter of action, the Lady Salukis will start out with the basketball. Robinson trying to get it in, finally gets it in to Murray. Murray gets it across the timeline, guarded there by Higginbotham. And the pass off to Moore. Moore looking inside, nobody open. Tried to pass to Duncan. Duncan rolls off of her to Robinson, back to Moore. Moore's going to drive the lane, pass out to Murray. Murray from 10 foot out, no good, off the side of the rim. Petty with the rebound now. She's going to bring the ball up the floor herself. Guarded there by Moore. Passes off to Schick. Schick check back in the game there for Akers, it looks like. Passed off to Williams. Williams back to Higginbotham. Is going to go baseline. Puts up a layup. No good. Blocked there by Hannah Murray. Murray with the rebound. She's going to bring it up the court for the Lady Salukis. Passes off to Schreer. Schreer with it now. On the right wing. Passes up to Duncan. Duncan at the top of the key. Over to Moore on the left side. Moore looking for a cutting Murray. Murray down low to Robinson. Robinson puts up a three-footer. Got it to fall off the backboard. Lead cut in half, 12-6 now with 7 on the clock. Petty to Joins in the corner. She pump fakes, tries to drive baseline, and it rolls off Joins' leg, and it will be Saluki basketball.
Ladies, she's trailing 12. Murray had 4 points in the first quarter for Red Hill. Jill Abrams had 6 for Lawrenceville.
Murray with it is going to go left. Picks up her dribble just inside the three-point line. Passes off to Moore. Coming to help. Passes off to Schreer on the right wing. Schreer to Duncan. Duncan takes her dribble. Passes off to Murray. Murray guarded there by Schick. She's going to drive the lane left side. Puts up a shot. Gets a rebound. No good. Late whistle with the blocking foul. That will go against number 21, Sydney Williams.
Their first team third, I believe. Caitlin Barasak and Kylie Richards each picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter for Red Hill. So
Murray will go to the
line. On the bench right now.
She will be shooting 2 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Brawl Federal Credit Union. She misses the first one. Checking into the game for Duncan is Alyssa Street. Also coming in for the Lady Indians is Aubrey Bedwell and Jaylee Akers. Williams will take a seat along with not sure who else came out of there for them. Murray's second one off the back of the rim, no good. Bedwell comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Akers. Akers quickly up court to Schick. Stolen away there by Murray, and she will dribble off her leg. It will stay on this end. It will stay Lady Indian basketball. So far, Lady Indians controlling the clock and the scoreboard, 12-6. Inbound to Schick. Round the horn there to Petty. Petty back up to Joins. They're going to swing it to Bedwell. Bedwell pulls up for 3. Rolls off the front of the back of the rim. They're going to count it for 2. Says she was on the line. 14-6 now. Murray with it. Passes off to Moore on the right side. Over to Schreer in the corner. Schreer with it now, guarded there by Schick. Back up top to Moore. Moore guarded by Petty. Lady Indians sticking with that man-to-man defense. Moore crosses Petty up, drives the lane, puts up a shot, got it to go. Akers will bring the ball up the floor now. Quickly up court there to Petty. Petty from the left wing for 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to Macy Schreer. She's going to pass off, get it to Murray. Murray with it now, going to slow things up a little bit. Passes off to Moore. Moore directing traffic on the inside, opening it up. She's going to dribble left, pass off to Street. Pump fakes, passes back off to Moore. She's going to drive the lane. Cross-court pass there to Murray. Murray down into Robinson. Robinson's going to try to go baseline, shut down by Joins. And elbow swinging, and
they're going to call a foul.
Robinson will be called for the foul. I believe that is her first foul of the night, team 6.
Fifth turnover.
Higginbotham and Williams checking back into the game. And looks like the Lady Indians want a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union, We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on the WAKO.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Lady Indians have it after that turnover. Bedwell with it now in the left corner. Guarded there by Robinson. Tried to go cross court. Street stole it away out of the air. Outlets there to Murray. Murray will bring a ball up the floor with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Murray off to Moore on the right side. Now at the right wing, dribbling it out. Schick giving her ample amount of room. Passes off to Murray. Murray guarded by Higginbotham, goes left side, tried to pass off there to Shreer, tied up with one of the Lady Indians.
Six turnovers for Red Hill.
And it will be Lady Indian basketball after that jump ball. Inbounding it, Schick will pass it off to Akers. Akers bringing the ball up the floor slowly. She's going to dribble to the left side, guarded there by Moore, passes off to Schick on the right, swung around to Higginbotham. Back up top, Schick's going to bring it over to the left wing. Eyed the three, passes around to Akers. Akers guarded there by Moore on the right wing. She's going to drive inside the lane, put up the floater from eight. No good, but fouled on the shot. She will go to the line to shoot two.
That's the second foul on Katie Moore.
Team's seventh foul. Lady Indians now in the bonus. Akers back at the line for the second time. First one, in and out, no good.
She made her first free throw, converted to three-point play in the first quarter.
Akers getting set to shoot the second one on its way off the back of the rim. No good. Bedwell comes away with the rebound. Higginbotham swings it back up over to Schick on the right wing. And Schick will be called for the travel. And it will head the other way. Quick turnover there by the Lady Indians. Inbounded to Katie Moore. Passed off to Murray. Higginbotham putting on some pressure. Murray gets it across the timeline. Picked up her dribble at the volleyball line. Passes off to Katie Moore. She passes out to Shreer. Shreer on the right wing is going to pass it off to Robinson. Cross court there to Murray. Murray takes a dribble. Passes off to Street. Street down low to Robinson in the corner. Robinson passes up to Shreer. Shreer back to Robinson. Robinson's going to go baseline. Shut down there by Bedwell. Up to Shreer from the free throw line. Drained it. 14-10 now, 3:45 left to go in the first half. Akers quickly getting the ball up the floor, passes off to Schick, back to Akers, pump fakes, passes off to Higginbotham on the left side. Higginbotham with it now, going to go cross court to Williams. Williams going to drive inside the lane, put up a floater from three, no good, but fouled on the shot.
Lady Indians starting to take the ball to the basket, drawing some fouls.
Foul will go against number 13, Alyssa Street, her first, team's eighth. Williams will go to the line to shoot two here. Taking her time. First one on the way. Got it to go. Checking into the game for Alyssa Street as she takes a seat on the bench is Allie Johnson, number 34. Also checking into the game is number 20, Alexia Petty. Or nope, nobody checked in for Lawrenceville. I thought I saw somebody switching in and out there. Second one on the way. Williams hit them both. Two for two at the line. Full court pressure put on by the Lady Indians. Moore gets the inbound. Going to try and get it up the court quickly. Breaks the press. Down low to Johnson. Johnson stolen away there by Bedwell. Outlet to Akers. Akers getting up the floor quickly. Jumper from the free throw line. Got it to roll in. 18-10 now. 3:10 left to go. Full court pressure by the Lady Indians. Back and forth, Katie Moore to Murray. Break the press, throws it up to Schreer. Schreer up to Johnson. Johnson, pump fakes, back up to Moore. Moore is going to pull up for three. Buries it. 18-13, lead cut back to five. Akers quickly up court to Williams. Williams in the corner, down low, tried to go to Bedwell, stolen away there. Comes to Macy Schreer. Schreer is going to hand it off to Murray. Murray's going to slowly bring it across the timeline. Indians back down just inside the three-point line in the man-to-man. Murray dribbling it out at the top of the key. Picked up her dribble, tried to pass off. Moore gets it. Moore over to Robinson in the corner. Passed up to Murray. Murray guarded there by Higginbotham. Higginbotham staying close. Gets a screen from Moore. Murray with it now. She's over on the right side. Up top to Schreer from way downtown. Off the mark. No good. Williams got the rebound on that, and Johnson will be called for the foul. We will go all the way to the other side. Williams will go to the line to shoot bonus here. Got to hit the first to earn the second.
First foul for Schreer, for Robinson.
Checking into the game will be Chaley Schick. That was Petty that checked out for the Lady Indians.
And Sydney Williams at the line. She made 2 of 2 moments ago.
Williams takes her time to shoot the first free throw on its way. Made it in. She gets the second one. I noticed how nobody moved on that. I don't know if they said it was double bonus or if some reason they were shooting two.
That must have been 1-1 and nobody moved, I think.
Williams' second one on the way. Got them both. Lead back now to 7, 20-13 on the People State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard.
Yeah, this press trying to pick up the speed of the game, and they're going to call a charging foul on Katie Moore.
Katie Moore called for the charge. I believe that's her third foul, and it is. Lukey's with 10 team fouls now. Lady Indians in double bonus for the remaining 2 minutes and 12 seconds here in the first half. Caitlin Bowersock checking in for Katie Moore. Akers gets the inbound, calls in the play, guarded there by Bowersock. Gets the screen from Williams. Akers pulls up for three off the back of the rim, no good. Schick comes away with the rebound, passes around, finally ends up with Williams in the corner. Pump fakes, going to try and drive. Passes off to Higginbotham, who cuts through the lane and puts up an easy layup. 22-13, Lady Indians slowly pulling away now. Full court press. Murray tried to pass it up court to Robinson, but just let it a little too far and goes out of bounds.
That's number 9 in turnovers for Lady Salukis. Lawrenceville has 8 turnovers.
Lady Indians with the ball now with 1:44 left here in the first half. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. Akers gets it across the timeline, looking for somebody open, passes off to Schick on the right wing. Schick with it now, gets it up to Higginbotham. Higginbotham passes off to Bedwell. Bedwell steps on the line, shoots it up, misses off the rim. Schreer comes away with the rebound, outlets there to Murray. Murray gets it up the court quickly, passes off to Johnson. Johnson on the right wing, going to drive inside the lane, tried to put up a shot, stolen away there by Akers right out of her hands, quickly getting up court. Spin nice. Move into the
yeah,
lane.
Nice move there.
Puts up a three-footer, got it to fall. Lady Indians up now by 11, 24-13. And Lady Salukis head coach wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
This is Chantel at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-FORD.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Coming out of that timeout, Lady Salukis are down by 11, 24-13 on the People State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard with 1:02 left to go. Lady Indians have the basketball on this side of the floor. Lady Salukis. Full court press put on by the Lady Indians. Robinson to inbound it. Gets it into Schreer. Schreer in the backcourt. She's going to bring it up herself. Guarded there by Schick. Schick gets it across the timeline. She's going to hold up for a second. Schreer passes off to Johnson. Johnson tried to go baseline. Shut down by Williams. Passes back up top to Robinson. Robinson over to Bowersock. Pump fakes. Takes her dribble. Picks it up. Passes off to Schreer now. Schreer going to drive the lane. Puts up a floater. And blocked away there by Bedwell. But she will be called for the foul.
First. Team's fourth. But this will be a shooting foul.
39 and a half seconds left here in the first half. Schreer at the line. To shoot two. First one on the way, no good, off the front of the rim. Checking into the game, number 20, Alexis Petty, comes in for Aubrey Bedwell. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. Schreer makes the second one, bringing the score 24-14. Akers gets the ball at the court quickly, passes off, swings it into the corner to Petty. Petty back up top to Schick. Around the horn there, gets it to Higginbotham on the left wing, back up top to Akers. 25 seconds left on the clocks. Lady Indians looking to, stolen away there by Murray. Lady Indians will not get the final shot here in the first half. Robinson pulls up from 10, drained it. 24-16 now with 10 seconds left on the clock. Lady Indians quickly up the court to Petty. Petty up top to Schick. Schick looking at the top of the key with 5, passes off to Petty. Petty now back 1 second. Higginbotham airs it out.
Oh.
Bounced off the backboard. Spun around
and fell off.
Came out as time expires here in the first half on the People's State Bank and Ambrose Federal. Sorry, Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis down 24-16 in favor of the Lady Indians. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, basketball fans, where we are at halftime. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, Rob, it's been kind of a slow first half, and Lady Salukis down under the Lady Indians, 24-16. Lady Indians all over the floor, getting the ball up and down quickly, and getting really good ball movement. So Lady Salukis just kind of trying to control the clock a little bit more, just moving the ball a little bit slower.
And then during the last 3 or 4 minutes of the half, Coach Tad Schick put the Lady Indians in some full court pressure, which kind of tried to speed up the game a little bit, and it worked there early. Redhead did counter with a couple of shot baskets after that. It was 12-4 Indians at the end of the first quarter. It was tied at 2. The Indians went out at 7-0 run to make it 9-2, and it was 12-4 at the quarter. The largest lead, I think, let me look here, I think it's been, was 11 at 24-13 late in the first half. The Lady Indians have 13 rebounds. The Lady Salukis, 6. 9 turnovers for each team. So that's, you know, you want to keep those down, but that's not too bad, I guess, for the pace of the game. Jaylee Akers has 10 for the Lady Indians. She leads the way. Sydney Williams with 8. Caitlin Highsmith has 4. And 2 points for Aubrey Bedwell. For the Lady Salukis, Hannah Murray has 4. Katie Moore, 5. Jaslyn Robinson has 4. Macy Shear, 3. We might mention that Kylie Richards had not scored in the first half. She picked up 2 fouls in the first, like, 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Has not played since the first quarter. And also, Caitlin Bowersock picked up 2 fouls early. So a couple of Red Hill starters have not played since the middle of the first quarter, basically. So we'll probably see them back on the floor in this third quarter and see if that will help them offensively and defensively. But right now, the Indians are controlling the boards 13-6.
And the Lady Salukis got to 10 fouls quickly there in the second quarter, but not many fouls after that. Lawrenceville didn't go to the line to shoot double bonus that much, but it was mostly on shooting fouls when they went to the line. Yep. So Lady Salukis kind of trying to keep it under a little bit better control there.
Well, Lawrence is 4 of 8 for the free throw line. Red Hill is 1 of 4. So we'll just have to see what happens here as we get ready to start the second half. I think Lady Indians may put some more pressure on, try to, not so much for the Seals, but just pick up the pace of the game.
Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We'll send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break and be right back to talk more action. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spouse up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildopson.com.
Happy holidays from Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Stocking stuffers put little tools on Santa's shopping list, starting at $4.97. Scratching your head for that hard-to-buy four-person on your list? Leggett Lumber and Hardware gift certificates are the answer, in any amount. Other ideas for Santa? Cordless drills, reciprocating saws, heat tape, pipe insulation, ice melt, and snow shovels. And Leggett's great expertise. Thank you so much for your business, and we look forward to seeing you come through our door at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, basketball fans, where both teams have made it back out onto the floor, shooting their warm-up, and looking into the second half here, Rob. Lady Indians probably looking to pull away a little bit more. They've got an 8-point lead now here at halftime, 24-16. But Lady Salukis sticking right there with them. They're They're not going away.
Well, it was an 8-point game at the end of the first quarter, 12-4, and each team scored 12 points in the second period, so Red Hill stayed with them for that second period. I kind of recall the first game at Lawrenceville, the Indians won by 20. I had about a 10 or 11-point halftime lead, and then pulled it away there in the third quarter. I think it got to 16, 17 points and ended up winning by 20. Salukis need to not let that happen. They have to stay in contact with them, keep it under double digits, and then they may have a shot, you know, to see what can happen in the fourth quarter.
Maybe Lady Saluki head coach, she might want to maybe extend the defense out a little bit more, maybe do a little bit of half-court pressure here. She's not been letting them get past the three-point line, and as we've seen there in the first half, most of the Lady Indians teams are very capable of shooting the three-point shot, even a few steps behind.
But then one thing, if you do that, then they'll try to backdoor you with Jaylee Akers and Caitlin Higginbotham, because they're good enough to do that if you come out and pressure too far out front. So I guess one thing you got to be concerned about there, too, is the Lady Salukis had the ball to start the second half.
And maybe even do something like a variance of a 2-3, extended 2-3 zone, or maybe try a 1-3-1. I don't know if they've worked on that.
And something Tracy very seldom plays zone.
Ball inbound to Bauer, sock up top to Murray. Murray goes down low to Richards, goes up strong, bounces around, and finally rolls in. Lady Salukis get the first two of the second half. Quickly up court to Akers. Akers going to try and drive baseline. Crosses up Murray. Puts up a floater from eight. No good off the mark. Richards tried to get control of the rebound and rolls out of bounds. It will stay Lady Indians basketball.
I think Red Hill had that play designed to start the second half.
Schick will inbound the ball. Gets it into Akers. Quickly up top to Higginbotham. Higginbotham holding the ball at the top of the key, dumps it down low to Akers. Akers puts up a floater from three, no good. Murray comes away with the rebound. She's going to slow it up a little bit, do a little spin move down there in the backcourt. Gets it across timeline, passes off to Moore, over to Bowersock. Bowersock with it on the right wing, looking inside, gets it up top to Richards. Richards over to Moore on the left wing. Moore looking inside for a cutter. Nobody open, doesn't like it, gets it to Robinson, over to Richards on the right wing. Inside to Bowersock, sees a lane, puts it up, no good. Comes away to Richards, blocked there by Bedwell. Moore comes away with the rebound. Dribbles out of the trap there in the corner. Murray with it to Robinson. Robinson pump fakes, comes inside from eight, no good. Schick comes away with the rebound. She's on the breakaway, gets up court, stopped there by Robinson. Spin moves, dribbles off of her, passed off to Williams in the corner. She's going to drive inside, put up a shot. And a foul called on the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 14, Jaslyn Robinson, her second, team's first of the half. Williams at the line to shoot two now. First one on the way, got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippet Sweet Teas. Williams at the line to shoot her second one. On the way, off the side of the rim, no good. Ball tipped off of Richards as she tried to go up for the rebound. It will stay on that end of the floor. Lady Indian basketball with 6:40 left here in the third quarter, 25-18 on the People's State Bank and Bestway Express scoreboard. Schick looking for somebody open, gets it into Bedwell. Bedwell passes back to Schick. Schick pump fakes, drives inside, passes over to Higginbotham for three off the front of the rim, no good. Bowersock with the rebound, passes off to Murray. Murray quickly gets it across the timeline, gets it over to Moore on the right wing. Moore takes her dribble, is going to drive, pass it out to Bowersock. Bowersock up top to Richards. Richards tried to drive the lane, gets it over to Moore. Moore is going to cut through, passes out to Bowersock. From 3 foot, no good. Robinson comes away with the rebound. Tried to put it back up, no good. Williams with the rebound. Quickly gets it up court to Akers. Akers hits Williams on the cut. Puts up from five, no good. Bowersock with the rebound. Hands it off to Murray. Murray slowing it up a little bit. Gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Moore on the right. Moore's going to try and drive the lane. And called for the travel.
Got 10 turnovers for the Lady Salukis.
Tried to dribble through some traffic there and got caught up and took an extra step. Akers will bring the ball up the floor slowly. guarded there by Murray. Picks her up at half court. Passes off to Schick. Schick with it on the left wing now. Guarded by Bowersock. Drive the lane. Tipped away there by Bowersock. Murray with it. Picks it up. She's going to bring it up the floor. Passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock on the right wing. Cross court pass to Richards. Richards down low to Murray. Murray back up top to Robinson. Robinson at the top of the key, guarded by Higginbotham. Over to Moore, inside to Bowersock from the free throw line, no good. Richards goes up strong, tried to put it back up, falling away. Rebound comes away to Higginbotham. Higginbotham quickly up the floor to Akers. Akers on the left wing, going to drive the lane, puts up a floater from five, got it off the backboard. 27-18, Saluki's up, or Lady Indians up by nine. Murray with it now, passes off to Bowersock on the right wing. Bowersock over cross-court pass to Richards. Picked up her dribble, passes off to Robinson. Tried to throw it to Richards, stolen away there by Higginbotham. Up to Akers, she's going to coast, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Robinson. Knocked around, out of the hands of Robinson to Bedwell. Tried to knock, Bowersock knocked it away and out of bounds. It will be Lady Indian basketball.
Kind of a wild exchange there.
Macy Schreer will check into the game for Jaslyn Robinson. Also coming into the game for the Lady Indians as Schick takes a seat, Alexia Petty. 4.5 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Higginbotham. Higginbotham guarded there by Moore. She's going to dribble left side, pass right to Petty. Petty with it on the right wing, guarded there by Schreer. Petty picks up her dribble, passes off to Williams in the corner. Williams looking for a cutter, stolen away there by Bowersock. She's going to outlet to Murray, quickly bringing it up the floor. Gets it up court to Schreer. Schreer tries to drive the lane, gets picked up, triple team there, and
a
foul called.
I thought they might call jump ball there. It looked like they had more ball, but they're going to call it on the...
Looks like it will be called...
Higginbotham, their second.
Team's first of the half with 4:04 left. Schreer will take the ball out of bounds here. Gets it into Bowersock. Bowersock pulls up from 5 foot out. Got it off the backboard. Lady Saluki's down by seven now, 27-20. Bedwell's going to try and go baseline. Shut down there by Richards. Back out to Petty. Petty's going to bring it back. Gets it back to Bedwell in the corner. Bedwell looking inside for a cutter. Goes baseline. She's going to put up a shot. No good. But fouled on the way up. She will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number four, Caitlin Bowersock, her third, team second of the half. Bedwell at the line to shoot two here.
That's 2 points tonight.
Bedwell takes her time. First one on the way. Got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Bedwell, second one is up, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped away, saved there by Bedwell. And then as Petty tried to pass it up court, stolen away by the Lady Salukis. Moore gets it over to Schreer. Schreer pulls up, off the rim, no good. And out of bounds, it rolls off Bedwell. It will be Lady Saluki basketball. Sydney Williams will check out of the game, coming in for her, number 24, Sarah Joins. Bowersock gets it into Murray. Murray tries to go low, gets it to Richards. Richards puts up a hook shot, no good. Schreer tried to save it. Petty comes away with the steal. Outlets there to Higginbotham. Higginbotham brings it across the timeline. Spreading out the Saluki defense. Passes off to Akers. Akers with it on the right side, dribbles left. Picks up her dribble, down low to Bedwell. Bedwell goes up strong and gets the easy two bucket.
Yeah, just got a pick and roll there.
Lady Indians extend the lead to 10, 30-20 with just under 3 minutes of play left here in the third period. Katie Moore tried to drive in through the lane and is fouled on the play.
Higginbotham, her third. Not a shooting foul.
Checking in for Higginbotham, number 14, Shaylee Schick. Schreer will take the ball out of bounds for the Lady Salukis. Gets the play in, tries to go over the top to Richards. Richards comes away with it, gets it up. Murray with it now, out near the volleyball line, tries to drive the lane, passes off to Moore. Moore's going to bring it to the right side, passed off to Richards. Richards is going to take her shot at the lane, puts up a floater, no good, off the rim. Petty comes away with the rebound, gets it up court quickly to Akers. Akers with it now into the corner, joins back and forth, gets it back up top around the horn, gets it to Bedwell in the right corner. Bedwell looking for some cutters, gets it to Petty on the right wing, brings it back up top to Akers. Akers going to drive right side into the lane, tried to put up a shot or a pass, not sure what.
Well, he lost control of the ball, and it went to one of the Lawrenceville players.
Petty up to Schick. Schick knocked away by Moore. Moore gets the steal. She's going to go coast to coast, put up a shot, and fouled on the way up. Schick will be called for the foul there as Katie Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Lady Indians' third team foul of the night, Schick's first.
Katie with 5 points tonight.
First free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Checking into the game, Caitlin Higginbotham as Jaylee Akers will take a seat. Get some rest, look for her to be back here in the fourth quarter of action. Katie Moore getting set to shoot the second one. Up and on its way, got it to go. As we look at the People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Indians lead it 30-21. Sarah joins from 10, got it to fall. Nothing but net there. Lead extended to 11 now with 1:55 left to go here in the third period. Murray over to Moore. Moore trying to fake out Schick. She's going to drive left side into the lane, picks up her dribble, but called for the walk. Moore called a couple times tonight for that travel.
14 turnovers for Red Hill, 11 for the Lady Indians.
Sydney Williams checks back into the game as Aubrey Bedwell takes a seat. Williams gets the inbound back to Schick. Schick's going to bring the ball up the floor, guarded there by Katie Moore. She's going to try and drive left side, dribbles off her shoe, loses it, but Petty picks it up, drives the lane, nobody there, puts up a layup, no good. Rolls off of Schick out of bounds, and it will be Lady Saluki basketball.
Lawrenceville has scored 8 points this quarter, Red Hill 5, and the lead has gone from 8 to 11.
Murray will bring the ball up the floor, gets it across the timeline, passes off to Moore on the right side. Moore looking for somebody open, takes the screen from Richards. Passes off to Bowersock in the corner. She's going to pull up for three. No good. Joins comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Schick. Schick quickly up to Higginbotham. Higginbotham passes back to Schick. Down low into Williams. Williams tries to drive the lane. Passes back out to Petty. Round the horn to Schick. She's going to try and drive the lane now. Jumps. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes away to Murray. Murray bringing the ball up the floor, gets across timeline, over to Shreer on the right wing, down low into Katie Moore, loses control and out of bounds. Quick turnover there, it will be Lady Indian basketball. 32-21 in favor of the Lady Indians with 54 seconds left on the clock here in the third period. Higginbotham bringing it up the floor, guarded there by Hannah Murray. Passes off to Schick. Schick back and forth with Higginbotham. Schick with it on the right wing, passes into the corner to Petty. Petty's going to bring it back up top, gets the screen there from Schick. Goes down low to Higginbotham, win the back door, no good on the shot. Richards comes away with the rebound, hands it off there to Murray. Murray will bring the ball up the floor. Goes to Katie Moore. Moore with it, she's going to drive the lane, passes off to Richards. Richards looking for somebody open, gets it over to Murray on the right wing, up to Schreer. Schreer with it now back to Murray with 10 seconds left on the clock. Look for the Lady Salukis to take the last shot. Schreer with it on the right wing. Looks low to Richards. Richards goes up strong. No good. Gets her own rebound. Blocked shot there by Williams. Stolen away by Petty. And as time expires, no final shot will be made. As we look at the People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Indians lead it 32-21 over the Lady Salukis. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, basketball fans. As we get set to start the fourth quarter of action, Lady Indians will start with the basketball, inbounded to Higginbotham. Higginbotham going to drive left side, get it over to Joins in the corner. She's going to go baseline, passes over cross court to Petty. Petty with it now. She's going to dribble back out. Going to go down low to Williams. Williams puts up a three-footer. No shot. Called for the travel.
I thought you took a little jump there.
Akers will come back into the game. Schick will take a seat. Ball inbounded to Murray. Murray will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline now. Passes off to Moore. Moore over in the corner to Schreer.
They're closer than a zone now, it looks like.
Moore is going to go baseline. And she steps out of bounds, it looks like. So it will be turnover Slukies. Lady Indians have the ball. Ball inbounded to Akers. Akers will bring it across the timeline. Guarded there by Katie Moore. Passes off to Higginbotham into the corner to Joins. Joins down low to Akers. Akers goes up strong, puts it off the glass. Got it to go in. 34-21 with 7:10 left to go here in the game.
14 for Jaylee.
Murray up to Moore. Moore to Schreer in the corner. Back up top to Murray. Swung it around to Bowersock. Now into the corner to Moore here in the left side. Cross-court pass to Murray. Murray back to Moore just inside the three-point line. Buries the two. Cuts the lead back to 11. 34-23. Higginbotham gets it up the floor. Over to Petty. Back and forth now. Over to Joins on the right wing. Goes down low to Petty. Petty goes up strong. Misses the shot. Rebound comes away to Katie Moore. Quickly up the court. Katie Moore holds up there at the right wing. She's trying to get it back up top, guarded there by Akers. Over to Murray. Back out to Bowersock. Bowersock from the left wing pulls up for three. No good. Williams comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Higginbotham. She gets it up the floor quickly. Over to Akers in the left corner. Passes to a cutting Williams. Williams misses the layup. No good. Rebound comes away to Robinson. She hands it off to Murray. Murray's direct in traffic. Passes off to Bowersock here on the left side. Tipped away there by Joins. Stolen away there by Akers. Akers going coast to coast. One-handed layup. Up and in. Count it and one. Richards checking into the game for Caitlin Bowersock.
That foul was the first one on Hannah Murray. Akers will be at the line. Going to complete the three-point play.
6:02 left on the clock here in the game. 36-23. Akers looking to make it a 14-point lead. First on the way. Got it to go. And no basket is not counted. Lost the line.
Okay.
So still a 13-point lead. 36-23. Moore will inbound the ball. Gets it into Murray. Lady Indians look like they're in a 1-3-1 zone. Murray's going to try and penetrate it. Passes off to Robinson. Robinson pump fakes and is called for a travel. Moved her foot just ever so slightly. Ref standing right there. Saw it. So quick turnover for the Lady Salukis. Going to put on some full court pressure. Schick's going to try and get it in bounds here. Gets it into Akers. Akers will bring it ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Going to dribble to the left side. Tries to cross up more. She goes down low. Gets it over to Schick. Schick with it now. Back up top. Joins. Going to dribble. And Robinson will be called for the foul this time.
I think it'll be three in Robinson.
Team's fourth. Schick will take the ball out on the sideline near midcourt. Looking for somebody open. Gets it into Akers. Akers loses her balance, saves it, but to Katie Moore. Katie Moore will go up right side layup. Got it to go. Moore on the steal and the two-pointer cuts the lead back to 11, 36-25 in favor of the Lady Indians. Petty with it now. Tried to drive the lane, but Coach Tad Schick wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. It's 1 minute. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, basketball fans, where Lady Indians will have the basketball coming out of that timeout. Inbounded to Higginbotham up top, back and forth, into the corner to Schick. Schick's going to bring it back up top to Akers. Akers with it now, looking for somebody open over to Joins on the right wing. Passes into the corner to Bedwell. Bedwell back up to Akers. Akers over to Schick, swung around the horn. Higginbotham swings it back to Akers on the right wing, back up top to Schick, kind of trying to spread this defense out.
Yeah, he went to a zone that time.
Schick pulls up for three off the back of the rim, no good. Murray tips it to Katie Moore for the rebound. She's going to pull it back up, gets it across the timeline, dribbling out near the right wing.
She calls it double dribble.
Katie Moore looking to pass it off to Hannah Murray, but just didn't have it in time. Her brain was thinking one thing, and she was thinking another.
Hannah was doing the other thing.
Joins will check out of the game. Sydney Williams will come back in. Trading height for height there. Higginbotham brings the ball up the floor across the timeline, guarded there by Murray. Passes off to Akers on the right wing. Akers looking inside for a cutter, gets it back up top to Higginbotham. Higginbotham off to Williams. Williams is going to dribble into the lane, loses control to Bedwell. Bedwell picks it up. She's going to try and drive the lane out into the corner to Williams. Williams, guarded there by Robinson, gets it back up top to Akers. Akers going to reset the offense here, get the play called in. Katie Moore guarding her up near the top of the key. Higginbotham with it now on the right wing. She's going to dribble left side, dumps it down low into Williams. Williams goes up strong, no good, gets her own rebound on the putback, got it to fall. 4 minutes left to go here in the game. Lady Indians lead at 38-25 on the People's State Bank and Bestway Express scoreboard. Murray off to Moore on the right wing. Moore back up top to Richards. Richards going to drive left side, wide open lane. And foul call will be against Lady Indians. It will be against Sydney Williams. Richards will go to the line to shoot two now. That is Williams' second foul, team's fourth.
Tally with 2 points. That came in the third quarter. As you said, she had a couple fouls early in the first quarter, had to sit out quite a bit.
Richards, looks like she may have gotten poked in the eye or
she has contact
lost
or contact. Something like that, yeah. It's kinda
referee's making sure she's all right.
Wipe her face off there.
Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion. 3:44 left to go here in the game. Lady Indians with a steady lead, 38-25, up by 13. Kylie Richards at the line to shoot two here. Dribbles the basketball a couple times, puts up the first one, got it to go. Kylie Richards, 1 of 1 at the line so far. See if we can make it 2 of 2 here this go around. Second one up, and it is in. 2 of 2, 38-27, down by 11. Lady Salukis just can't break that 11-point cushion. Akers with it at the top of the key, guarded there by Moore. Goes down low, back door to Schick. Schick Tried to throw it back up top to Higginbotham, but thrown out of bounds over the top.
That's 14 turnovers. Lady Seleucus need to take advantage of it with the basket here to cut it into single digits.
Schick will check out of the game. Petty comes in. 3.5 left to go here in the game. Murray will bring the ball across the timeline. Looking to go left side, passes off to Schreer. Schreer picks it up after losing control, dribbles to the right side, passes off to Robinson. Robinson up to Moore. Moore on the right wing, guarded there by Higginbotham. Lady Indians back to a man-to-man. Murray with it now, passes off to Schreer into the corner to Katie Moore. She's going to try and drive the lane, shut down there. Brings it back up top to Murray. Murray out near the volleyball line. Murray passes off to Schreer. Schreer almost lost her footing. Yeah. Takes her dribble, tries to drive the lane, but is fouled on the way. That foul will go against Lady Indians, number 20, Alexia Petty, her first team's fifth. Robinson will take it out of bounds for the Lady Salukis, gets it into Katie Moore. Katie Moore from 10 foot out, in and out, no good. Schreer tried to go up for the rebound, and it will be out of bounds off of Bedwell. It will stay Lady Saluki basketball.
Never to hear a whistle on it, just went out of bounds, and everybody just got to stop.
Robinson will inbound it again, gets it into Murray. Murray tries to drive the lane, gets it up top to Moore. Moore looking to go right side, trying to look for somebody open inside. Murray with it now, out near midcourt, passes off to Schreer. Schreer looking to go left, she's going to try and drive the lane. Passes off to Richards, almost lost it. Tried to go through some traffic into Murray going baseline. Puts up a shot, but blocked there by Higginbotham. Outlets there to Akers. Akers brings the ball up the court quickly. Tries to cross up Moore. Passes off to Bedwell. Bedwell passes off to Akers. Akers cross court to Williams. Almost lost it. Gets it up to Higginbotham into the corner to Bedwell. Bedwell back up top. Poked away there by Moore. Moore gets the steal. She's going to try and go coast to coast. Passes off to Murray, takes a dribble, puts it up. No good, but fouled on the shot. Hannah Murray will go to the line to shoot two with just under 2 minutes to go here in the game. Lady Indians still lead it, 38-27 on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard.
Murray scored the first 4 points for Red Hill in the first quarter. That's where she stands right now.
First of two on its way. Got it to go. Checking into the game for Jaslyn Robinson, Caitlin Bowersock comes in. Also coming into the game for the Lady Indians, as Alexia Petty will take a seat, Chaley Schick. So for the Lady Salukis, it's Schreer, Murray, Richards, Bowersock, and Moore. And for the Lady Indians, it's Williams, Akers, Bedwell, Schick, and Higginbotham. Second one up, bounces off the back of the rim and in with that backspin. Lady Salukis have broken that 11-point cushion, 38-29.
Still a minute 50 to go.
Schick with it, dribbling left to right.
Running the weave out front to the Lady Indians.
Higginbotham hands it off to Schick. Schick to Akers. Three-man weave there. Lady Salukis trying to shut it down as best they can. Akers tried to hand off to Schick. Almost lost it. Schick picks up her dribble, throws it back, and...
I think timeout called by Tad Schick.
Timeout called by Tad Schick. It's a 30. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. At Lawrence County, right here on WKU.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, basketball fans, for the final minute and a half of play here at the Lady Salukis Gymnasium. 38-29 in favor of the Lady Indians. Ball inbounded to Bedwell. Stolen away by Richards. Richards trying to go coast-to-coast. Tipped away there by Williams. Williams saves it to Bowersock. Up to Murray. Murray with it now back to Bowersock. Pump fake. Goes back up top. Round the horn to Moore tipped away okay. And out of bounds okay. Off of Williams.
I'm not sure about the last, but on the baseline, on the sideline, rather.
Referee called it out of bounds on the Lady Indians, so Schreer will take it out of bounds for the Lady Salukis. Schreer gets it inbounds to Katie Moore. Katie Moore going to drive the lane, tries to split them. Bounced it off of Williams, no call, up to Schick. Schick will go coast to coast, put up the easy two bucket. 40-29 now with just under a minute of play left. Moore brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Schreer. Schreer pump fakes back to Moore. Round the horn to Murray. Murray going to try and drive the lane. It runs into some traffic, gets it off to Moore. Moore keeps her dribble, passes off to Schreer. Schreer pulls up from downtown, no good, off the mark. Higginbotham up court to Schick. Schick looking to go coast to coast, goes up strong, missed the shot. Schreer comes away with the rebound. Schreer bringing the ball up court quickly for the Lady Salukis. She's going to stop, pull up for three, in and out, no good. Richards comes barreling in, gets the rebound and the putback. Higginbotham quickly up court to Williams. Williams going to hold it up with 15 seconds left on the clock. Bedwell holding it out near midcourt. Richards putting some pressure on. 10 seconds left. She ties it up. Jump ball called. Sure. And it will be Saluki basketball with 8.5 seconds left on the clock here in this game. Lady Indians are leading it by 9, 40-31. Schreer will take it out near midcourt. She will pass it in to Murray. Murray will get it across the timeline. Passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Bowersock. And as time expires here on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Indians will take it with a 9-point lead, 40-31 over the Lady Salukis. We'll be back in 2 minutes to talk postgame stats. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, basketball fans, as Lady Indians take this one tonight over the Lady Salukis, 40-31. Kind of a one-sided game there for a little while. Lady Salukis just could not break that 11-point cushion. Once they finally did, they just couldn't add to it. There just wasn't enough time on the clock. They couldn't penetrate the Lady Indians' defense as well as they wanted to.
Well, Lady Indians went by 9. It was 12-4 at the end of the first quarter, so most of the margin came there in the first quarter. Redhill got back within 6 a couple times. I think the largest lead for Lawrenceville was maybe about 12 or 13 at one time. I think it was like 34-21 there early in the fourth quarter. But Lawrenceville could never really put it away completely. But Redhill, once once they got it to eight or got to nine right in there, they didn't have enough time and firepower to come from behind. But the Lady Salukis lose it, and the Lady Indians win it 40-31. 19 rebounds for Red Hill and 22 for Lawrenceville. Red Hill had 19 turnovers, Lawrenceville 17. From the free throw line, Lawrenceville was, I believe they were 5 of 10, and Red Hill was 6 of 6 of 10, I think. Looking at the scoring, Jay Lee Akers led the way for the Lady Indians with 16. Sydney Wittens had 11. They were the only two in double figures. Aubrey Bedwell had 5, 2 for Sarah Joynes, 2 for Chaley Schick, and 4 for Caitlin Higginbotham. For Red Hill, they had 1 in double figures. That was Katie Moore with 10. 6 points apiece for Hannah Murray and Kylie Richard. Kylie had offers in the second half. She was in foul trouble in the first half. 4 points for Jaslyn Robinson, 2 for Caitlin Bowersock, and 3 for Macy Shear. At the end of the first quarter, it was Lawrenceville 12, Red Hill 4. The Indians led by 8 at the half, 24-16, and by 11, 32-21 after three quarters. And the Lady Indians won it by a score of 40-31. Red Hill won the junior varsity game by a score of 21-15.
That's a look at your post-game stats and scoring. We'll be back here after the short break to choose the player of the game and hear from head coach Tracy. We're back in a minute and a half. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
We're back here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School. Lawrenceville Lady and Coach Tad Schick is going to join us here after the game and get a few comments from Coach Schick. Congratulations on another win. What are you, you're now 6-3. Is that your record now, Tad?
Yes, we're 6-3. We're in a battle tonight. Hard-fought game. Red Hill is a much improved team from last year, and they really get after it on the defensive end. So I told the girls that sometimes, you know, your shots don't fall. So from the start of the practice this year, we emphasize defense, and for that very reason. Sometimes you just can't throw it in the ocean, and you got to win on the defensive end, and that's what we did tonight.
Well, the final margin was 9. It was an 8-point game at the end of the first quarter, 12-4. It stayed between maybe 8 and 13 the rest of the game, so you kind of built that margin. We're not able to extend it, but Red Hill wasn't able to cut into it. And then there in that second quarter when you went to the press, you kind of, I think you wanted to pick up the pace of the game and get the game moving a little bit faster.
You're exactly right. And like I just said, our offense was kind of stagnant, and Red Hill had a lot to do with that. They play good defense. So we had to get something going. We had to get more of a full court flow to the game. So we threw a press in, and it helped a little bit. And I think that kind of springboarded us into the halftime. So that definitely helped. But I'm proud of them. We wanted to keep it under 30 points tonight, and they scored 31, so I'm not too disappointed.
And this is, you played twice. The first game, was that the non-conference game, and this is the conference game tonight?
Yes, that's my understanding, yes.
So your next game is coming up when?
Yeah, we play three times next week with two conference games. We play Monday against Flora, then we go to Oblong on Tuesday, and then we go to Marshall on Thursday. So it's going to be a long week. It's going to be a tough week, but we're kind of excited to get into conference play. It's a nice conference. It's competitive each and every night. So I think we're ready to roll.
Well, let's see who the better teams in the conference. I know that Parrish returned a lot of players from last year, and they would be one of the teams to be a favorite in the conference, I would think.
That's who I would pick. I know it's early, and no one's really played a conference game, but yeah, Paris brings back a lot of girls, and the ISIF girls, the best player in the conference, and she's probably a Division I prospect. So I would pick them, and then after them, I really don't know. There's some good teams in the conference, and hopefully we can pull some upsets, beat the teams that we're supposed to beat, and hang in there.
Okay. Well, congratulations on this win tonight, Coach, and we'll see you down the road.
Hey, thank you very much. You guys did a good job.
Thanks. Also, Coach Tad Schick and Brian will be back here in a few seconds, and we'll look and see if Tracy Gree's going to make her way up here or not. As the Lady Indians win this conference game tonight by a score of 40-31.
And it's that time. Rob will go ahead and choose the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game for both teams. I'll let you go ahead and choose the Red Hill Lady Salukis Player of the Game, since you are from Red Hill and I'm from the other side of the county.
Okay, well, I went with Katie Moore. She had 10 points, had 5 in each half, and so I'll go with her as the Player of the Game for the Lady Salukis.
And I think for the Lawrenceville Lady Indians Player of the Game, she had a good couple of rebounds here and there, put up a few good shots and went to the line, had a few free throws, I believe, too. I'm going to go with Aubrey Bedwell. She had a good game tonight. She was crashing the boards hard and had a pretty good game so far back on both. She got up and down the floor really good and got a couple of steals in there and forced some turnovers. So I'm going to go with Bedwell.
Okay. Another good choice. So
and that's the Bill Dobson Ford Four Tough Players of the Game. As we are awaiting head coach Tracy Gray, we'll take a 30-second break and be right back. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
This is Chantella, Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-FORD.
Welcome back to Lawrence County Basketball as we are awaiting head coach Tracy Gray. She is making her appearance, so I'll go to Rob.
Okay, thank you. Tracy joins us here, and just talking to Coach Tad Schick, and he said, you know, they got that 8-point lead in the first quarter. It stayed between 8 and 13 the whole game. They couldn't pull away, but you really couldn't break into it to, you know, cash in on things. But you played the first time you played, you lost by 20. This time at a 9-point game, so you're making some strides, it looks like.
Well, we've got some kids that are competing. We've had better practices. We had a really good practice last night. So that's the plus. You're right. It was 8-13. And what killed us wasn't necessarily what they were doing, but all of those travels. Oh, my goodness. And that hurt us. And then we got, I don't know, there's probably 2 minutes to go, and we were trying to get a certain set set up, and we didn't get the right people in the right spots. And so that kind of hurt us. But, I mean, You can't take anything away from us. No. Well, I mean, it went from 20 the first time we played them
to nine. And Kylie got in foul trouble, had to sit out about, you know, all the second quarter and a lot of the first quarter.
Yeah, the funny thing about Kylie, she's so big and so strong. And if she barely touches you, those kids, I mean, it's a lot of flopping against her because she's just so big and she's so much stronger than everyone else. One thing we've got to fix is we've got to get her more touches. So we've got to go to work on that a little bit, but like I told the kids downstairs, they need to be more excited about the way they're competing. Yeah. You know, they're emotional about things they shouldn't be, and not emotional about the things that they should be. So definitely, I felt like they had to earn everything they got. I mean, there was no, that's kind of how it was the first game, and then we'd have you know, 3 or 4 minutes of a lull. And what was happening, not happening on the offensive end, carried over to the defensive end, and we have some breakdowns. But you're starting to see the kids play together more, no matter which group I put in. But we Katie got in some foul trouble, and that hurts us. She's a really good on-ball defender, but we've got to work on our offensive end. That's probably got to be more of a focus for us than our defensive end. But
try to find more consistency in getting.
Yeah, yeah. They have to recognize what set they need to be in and get in the right spots for us to get a good look. Sometimes we take some silly shots there. We took a couple shots off that first pass instead of reversing the ball, and we could have reversed the ball. We just get in the habit of taking every shot we have, so we still have some learning to do there. Macy Shear came in and did a great job. You can really see her settling down. Alyssa Street came in. Alyssa hasn't been in with the varsity kids a whole lot, but she gave us some good minutes. She rebounds well. It was probably a little fast for her, but I felt like she held her own. So I told the kids downstairs, there's a ton of positives about tonight. And one of the things that we've been preaching at them is just being competitive. You know, stop worrying about everything and just compete for every ball, for every play, every rebound. And you saw that a little bit tonight. I mean, they had 24 turnovers or 21 turnovers, and so we forced some things for them too. And so you're seeing improvements, but here again, our schedule doesn't get any easier. It starts getting a little
tougher. But you picked up a win in the JV game, though.
Yes, yes.
That was nice.
And those kids have been struggling a little bit to transition from junior high stuff to high school stuff and running an offense and it being organized and those kind of things. So I think you saw tonight that they are starting to understand and move with some assertiveness and aggressiveness, and they know where they need to be. So,
when you've won 3 games this year, that's what you won last year, and what you figure to get a few more. When's your next game?
We play Olney on Monday, and then on Thursday of next week, Casey comes here.
And we'll be back here for the Red Hill Casey game. So, good luck on the next week as you get ready to attack the conference schedule.
Yeah, it's a tough conference, and you know, it's not a shock that we're kind of at the bottom end of that. We're the smallest school competing with all those big schools, and we've kind of got to. That's going to be the challenge for us. We're going to face some really good teams, and we've got to somehow stay consistent with our competitiveness. But we've also got to not get hung up on some of the things the little things we do. Sometimes with girls, something bad will happen, and instead of just forgetting that, moving on, it stays in their heads a little more so than it does for boys. So once we make a mistake, there's a couple times we made some mistakes tonight, and you could see it carried over at the other end, and you know, something bad happened. And so we've got to concentrate on that. But definitely, I think we probably shocked some people tonight with how competitive we were, and you know, there were three different points here where things could have, if the whistle doesn't blow, things could have gone the other way. That ball that Hannah Murray was going to take, that was on the left side of the floor. That was going to be a layup for her. And instead, they gave him a timeout when the ball was not in their possession. And then another time down here, they kicked the ball, and you know, it was down in the middle, and they didn't see it. I'm sure it was hard for them to see because, like I said, it was down there amongst everybody. But she kicked it, and that kind of hurt us because it was late in the game. And so those kind of things. But like I told kids downstairs, what we're doing is fixable. It's not like last year and some of the other years where it's more about offense and the lack of movement. It's not that they're not moving. It's that they're moving without dribbling. And so those are things that you can fix. You can, you know, you can show them game film and you can show them what they're doing and those kind of things. But it definitely would have helped us if we could have kept Kylie in the game and found her a little bit more. And we've got to go back to work with her and get her better balanced and not running and rushing through everything. But definitely improvements, definitely proud of their effort. And I think they're a little more excited tonight given the outcome.
Too. Well, we'll see you next Thursday. Tracy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
Tracy Garrett, Lady Saluki's coach. As we come back here to wrap up this broadcast tonight, Ryan, Tracy, you know, pretty happy with their team's play, and as they go forward, they play Olney and then Casey next week as they really step into conference play.
Two very tough teams. We hope to see them coming back off of a win off of Olney on Monday, as we will cover their game next Thursday. But be sure to tune in tomorrow night, as we will be right back here in similar matchup, Red Hill Lawrenceville, another county rivalry, but with the boys this time. So hopefully we'll have the place packed, and it'll be hopping tomorrow night.
Well, hope so. The weather's supposed to be a little bit warmer now, so maybe people will be feeling like getting out. So we'll look forward to seeing that game tomorrow night.
And a big thank you to Bill Schroed back at the station keeping us on air. Rob McKinley, always a pleasure. I'm Ryan Seed saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Monroe City, this is your country. Classic Country WAKO, 910 AM and 99.3 FM, The Legend.